The first time I saw a dead body, I wanted to keep it, to hold it close, and never let it out of my sight. It was the most alive thing that I had ever encountered. And after years of feeling stagnant, of feeling stuck, I finally came back to life with the simple sight of his glazed over eyes. So I took him. I dragged him out to my car and placed his corpse in the back seat and drove home as if it was just a pile of groceries back there. As if it was a bad egg that soured the smell and not the stench of his rotted flesh. But then I couldn't leave him. I wanted him with me everywhere I went. So I cut off one of his thumbs and stuck it in my jacket pocket. I'd finger it sometimes, scratch and pick at the nail when I got bored, but then I wanted more of him with me, on me. I took a lock of his hair and put it in my locket so it hung down next to my heart. I yanked out one of his molars and sucked on the tooth when I missed his taste. And when I really needed my fix, when I knew I couldn't be without his touch all day, I'd sew a patch of his skin inside my bra so I could feel him on me, always close, always near. It may not have been a conventional romance, but our relationship thrived until he withered away, decomposing like a banana peel in my backyard. I buried him, along with my dirty secret, under the flower beds, and now I smile every time I pick a rose. The girls in my office love them. They say they bring the place back to life.